town. We are super stoked to have a fabulous woman joining us on the phone because, Tracy, we are all about the ladies who make a difference in this community.
That's right. We're all about lady bosses.
Lady boss. And she is definitely taking charge on how she can do something great with our community and with the kids. Tell us who we have on today.
So we've got the hippie healer, Kim Meyer. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
We are super well. We are so excited that you are on the show today because you are someone that messaged us through Facebook, and you have a wonderful event that is occurring because you're all about trying to make a change in our community, especially with what's been going on with Black Lives Matter. And it's really happy that you are here today. But first, before we get into that, we love your name. How did you come up with the Hippie Healer?
The Hippie Healer is a business I started specializing in all natural products for the home and body. The hippie idea behind it is just getting back to the basics and using what our earth gives us to heal ourselves.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
Well, we're going to have to get some of that.
Absolutely.
Honey, we're all about beauty and being natural.
That's right.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Well, that's a lie. Come on now. Tracy and I got fake hair.
Yep.
We got fake nails.
We put the makeup on.
I
don't even know how to do makeup or nails, so.
Oh, we'll bring you in. We'll do your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Nope. We have fun doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We do. All right, so let's get into this wonderful event that you have. It's a Black Lives Matter Lemonade Stand fundraiser. Tell us all about this event and why you're doing it.
Okay, I wanted to do this event because I do believe that children are the voice of our future. And I've always taught my children not to see color. And I want to change that and let them know why Black Lives Matter. And through a fundraiser, helping kids see that they can make a change and letting them speak for people that might not have a voice. So the children in my community are going to have this fundraiser and benefit 3 local Dane County Black-owned businesses.
That's so good.
That's very good.
That's so good. You know, and kudos to you because, you know, we talk about this all the time, too, on the Madtown Mom Squad. It's up to us to raise our children to be accepting of all color, all sexuality. And we just love that you're doing that. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I like to lead the children in life to lead themselves with kindness and compassion so and acceptance. So that's what we're hoping to do here.
Mm-mm-mm. Very good. So what's going to be offered at the event?
Okay, we will have a lemonade stand,
ooh,
a bake sale.
Ooh.
Yeah. So all the lemonades, a ton of baked goods, and we will have raffle baskets, so you'll be able to purchase raffle tickets and bid on different baskets, and winners will be chosen that night.
I love that. You know, the classic times of us growing up as kids was definitely doing these lemonade stands. I mean, that's how, honey, that was our first job, I bet.
That's true.
That's exactly.
That was our first career.
Yeah.
The simplicity of the event is able to make it completely ran by children.
Mm.
So local children throughout Windsor and DeForest will be here on Tuesday running this event and really standing up and creating change.
I love this. So here you are, you know, you're thinking of what you can do and you put this event together. And then how did you go about, you know, getting involved with, you know, having the kids come out to be a part of this?
Kids are my life. I became a parent before I became an adult. Mm. So it's always been a mission of mine to speak through the children. And we do a lemonade stand every year to benefit ourselves, to get new outdoor toys that aren't specifically needed, but that the kids want. And this year I sat them down and taught them about how good it is to give. And that's our mission this year.
Well, we are loving the adorable little one that is in your picture. Can you give him a huge shout out, please? Because he is everything.
Yes, that is Madden. And while I'm giving him a shout out, his mom, Jody Funches, is my fundraising partner. So as soon as I text her with a crazy idea, she jumps on board. And she's the one helping me put this all together.
All right. Well, we need to get him an agent.
I know.
Right? We got to get that.
Yeah, he's adorable.
We got to get him, you know, out there. Yeah, he's super cute. All right. So, Kim, tell us when it comes to the people that are going to be benefiting, what are the restaurants?
Okay, we have three local Black-owned Dane County restaurants benefiting from this. I had some family members, friends in the community vote, and we decided on David's Jamaican Cuisine, Mo Betta Butter Cookies, and McGee's Chicken. So those three businesses, 100% of proceeds from this event are going to those three businesses.
That's awesome.
I'm hungry now.
Okay, I am hungry too.
Yay, let's go eat.
Yeah. When is this event?
I know, it's so good.
I know, it sounds delicious.
Hey, so can you tell us, Kim, why is this movement so important to you?
More than the overall movement, I want white children to understand Black history better. Mm-hmm. And I think that events like this is a great way to teach them and allow the conversation to stay open.
Oh, that's good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I have to say, Kim, kudos to you, because that's awesome to hear, especially like at my age now, and hear that. Because, you know, I think as an African American or as a Black person, you feel like your history was never important to anybody else. So to hear you say that, thank you so much. I think that's great.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really excited about this.
Yes.
Well, we think it's wonderful, again, Kim, what you are doing. It is the Black Lives Matter Lemonade Stand fundraiser ran by local kids. It's adorable. It's going to be held on June 30th, and it's going to be located at 4354 Eagle Ridge Lane in Windsor. And we just think this is such a great, great idea that you have put together. And it's going to go to helping out three local restaurants: David's Jamaican Cuisine, McGee's Chicken, and Mo Betta Butter Cookies, and so much more. You know, girl, we just give you huge kudos for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited about this. I have someone that wants to say something. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
All right. Are you ready? Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
White people mad. I mean, white people should listen to brown people and Black people, because brown and Black people matter.
Absolutely. Aww. Absolutely. Yay. Kudos to you, honey.
Yes.
For sure. Well,
we are very excited about this.
Well, you should be, and our community should be excited. And of course, please do what you can to support such a great cause. We'll put this information, of course, out on our Facebook page, and to let people know where they can go and join this event, because I know you have a Facebook event that has been created thanks to the Hippie Healer, which we still love that name.
I know. You gotta heal us, girl. You gotta heal us.
Well, she is. She's healing.
She is.
Sure.
Yeah.
So give it up to Kim Meyer. Thanks again, love, for coming on the show, and we wish you nothing but the best. And you know what? Good luck to you, and we're going to be following you as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening to me.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You're adorable. It's Krista's Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.